What have we been saying, folks? Stop watching the gyrating numbers on world markets and start watching some other numbers. Slow, steady numbers of job creation. That's our advice lately. Finding workers or finding a job is a pretty hit-or-miss process. It hasn't much been updated since the want ads that came in around the invention of the printing press. Yes, the whole job creation enterprise could use a few new ideas. And last week, we visited a job incubation project in New York City to help young entrepreneurs create businesses and jobs. Today, we're looking at another interesting hybrid. American Idol meets philanthropy meets 21st century economics. 15 semifinalists are competing in a contest where the winner goes to the best new idea to match jobs with workers in economically stressed places in the world. It's called Powering Economic Opportunity, Create a World That Works. And the contest is a joint venture of the eBay Foundation and the social entrepreneurs at Ashoka Changemakers. The winners get $50,000 to build their ideas into real job-creating tools, and voting closes today at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Joining us from California is Lauren Moore, president of the eBay Foundation, and Alexa Clay, who's a knowledge and learning manager for Ashoka Changemakers. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, John.
So, hi, good morning.
So this idea of a competition to improve the efficiency of people offering work with workers who are, let's just face it, in a market of labor is a pretty interesting idea. Lauren Moore, how does the eBay Foundation find this to be of interest?
Well, it's interesting, John. Creating jobs is one of the things that the eBay company has done very well for many, many people. So the foundation was interested in creating a program really on the social side of that equation, saying we have some expertise in connecting people with opportunities, creating marketplaces, leveraging technology, and if we could take that to the social side and create impact around the world, that would be a very exciting thing for us to do.
Talking with Lauren Moore, president of the eBay Foundation, one of the sponsors of this competition, along with Ashoka Changemakers, that's attempting to, and Alexa Clay, who's from Ashoka Changemakers, is it fair to characterize this competition as a redesign, an attempt to find an upgrade to the old want ads?
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair. I think if you look at traditionally approaches to job creation in the marketplace, often it's been within the purview of government. So in the U.S., for example, you'll have certain sectors that, you know, are artificially subsidized for a given time. The auto sector is a great example. And so I think increasingly what we're seeing is governments are really exiting this space and really providing the signals for entrepreneurs and innovators to get more involved. And so increasingly, you know, what we've seen through the competition has just been amazing technological innovations really that can operate at scale, that provide a bit of that matchmaking between job supply and demand. And so we're really seeing this space being occupied by more conventional kinds of innovators and moving away from a lot of government-dependent programs and NGO kinds of work.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, governments and President Obama talks about creating jobs, but you're finding it outside of the government sector. Let's talk a little bit about the 15 semifinalists. I'm really interested in this, I don't know if I understand it, though, in this idea that became a semifinalist in China. Basically, you've got clients who have jobs that need to be done.
Yep.
The Zhudao company breaks them down into tiny little pieces and then farms out each individual piece, gets the work done, bills for the hours and takes care of the compensation, and then reassembles all the work and gives it to the client?
Exactly. It's a very sophisticated kind of matchmaker technology in that sense.
Lauren Moore, what did you think when you saw that idea, president of the eBay Foundation?
Well, it's very exciting because they've created a new kind of marketplace leveraging technology, really just like eBay. And I think what eBay's interest in here is both providing financial resources, but also really leveraging the expertise of the business and understanding how the business can step in as a stakeholder in this field and really provide some value. And so that example is a perfect one of you can see sort of the old eBay model being used in a very new, creative, high-impact way. And again, sort of not just the financial resources, but the human expertise, business expertise, stepping in to really help scale some of these innovations.
Well, I love how the idea just sort of cuts through. We're not necessarily looking for jobs. We're giving people work. A job is not necessarily a career, and it's not necessarily the old model hiring process. It's just basically connecting jobs that need to be done with people who can do the jobs, be it an hour or be it a week. Let's look at this Brazil idea from Solidarium. Alexa Clay, explain what they did in Brazil, because it really starts with a very familiar model and then moves way beyond it.
Yeah, I think Solidarium is really sort of next generation in terms of fair trade kinds of innovations. And so traditionally what fair trade does is provides greater income to those producers. And how this model is really successful is it actually connects producers with demand. And so they get real-time feedback from major retailers like Walmart around the kinds of products that are needed, and then they produce them in a fair trade fashion. And so Solidarium is really that tech piece that connects those producers with those major retailers and end consumers.
That's Alexa Clay, who's knowledge and learning manager for Ashoka Changemakers, describing one of the semifinalists in this Powering Economic Opportunity Create a World That Works competition, that the voting on which ends today. Lauren Moore, in that Brazil example, you know, you go beyond the kind of boutique store which is selling a couple of belts here and there or some embroidered fabrics and blowing it into an entire, like, Walmart shopping site.
Exactly. And I think if you think about what, again, sort of the expertise that eBay has provided over the years, is that marketplace that connects people who often do face some sort of barriers to participating in the marketplace. And so, again, a great example of how you take sort of the learnings and ideas of what eBay brought and how it really changed the retail experience to this marketplace, leveraging the sort of multiplicative effect that you can have with technology to provide folks those opportunities that they never would have been able to access before.
All right, so 15 semifinalists from around the world that really give you a sense of the sound and feel and just the tangible look of real job creation. The winner will get $50,000, right, Lauren?
There will actually be 5 winners that receive $50,000 each.
And that's great. And the idea is to use that money to build the idea into something real and tangible. Alexa Clay, are you rooting for a winner? Voting ends today. Are you rooting for a winner?
Yeah, I have my favorites. I don't want to bias folks, but they should certainly go online and choose their favorites as well.
And Lauren Moore, as far as voting is concerned, how has the response in terms of voters and entrants exceeded your expectations?
Well, we've had a tremendous response, John. It's been very exciting. And one quick bit of information that we're really proud of, we actually had 5 of our developers step forward and create a Facebook application that helps the voting really become viral as well, so that when you vote, you can share it with all of your friends and encourage them to vote. And that was, again, sort of using the expertise they had and created this whole new vehicle for change makers to use this application in the future. So we're hoping it will be easy to vote, easy to share with your friends, and really also use that whole social media experience, bringing that to the competition as well.
Well, you've got all day to vote. Go to the Changemakers site. You can also find information about this at the eBay Foundation site. Lauren Moore is president of the eBay Foundation. Alexa Clay is knowledge and learning manager for Ashoka Changemakers. The competition, improving the way jobs and job development is actually done around the world. Alexa and Lauren, thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, John.
And, of course, so we have linked to that site on thetakeaway.org. That's what creating jobs sounds and feels like to those folks. So what do you think?
My name is Jeff from Boston, Massachusetts. And I've created 4 jobs, including my own, doing entrepreneurial work. So living proof that it's not just the rich people that create jobs. Jobs can be created by anyone.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.